right now, an award-winning Nashville recording artist, although she's originally from right here in Cleveland. She's performing at LCCC this Friday and Saturday. We welcome Anne DeShant to the show. Anne, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Oh, my gosh, I'm great. Thanks, Andy.
Well, boy, what a career you have had. I mean, I was taking a look at some of your information earlier. You shared the stage with some absolute bona fide stars, Sheryl Crow, Stevie Nicks, Norah Jones, just to name a few. I mean, that is a group of all-stars, no question about that. You know, and taking a look back at your career, of all the big names that you performed with, do you have some that really stand out? Is there one that might be a little more memorable than the rest?
I think one that I did once was for Joan Armatrading when the Front Row Theater was still here. And I just remember her being so gracious. Like, she came back to the dressing room and said hello, introduced herself. And it was really a good way for me, you know, as a younger woman to see how to treat people when you're in the position like she was in, you know. And so I always remembered her kindness and her example to me in doing that.
Well, and it really goes a long ways, and I'm sure that's something that you've been able to pass down as well, working with a number of other performers as well that maybe were in the same position you were in on that particular night at the Front Row. And boy, that took me on a trip down memory lane, the Front Row.
No.
See, I grew up in that South Euclid, Lyndhurst area. I lived in the border of Highland Heights and Richmond Heights for a while there, too. So the Front Row was awfully close to my backyard. So I had a flashback in time there when you mentioned the Front Row. But, you know, you've also got some very strong ties to this area. We mentioned that, you know, you're originally from Cleveland. And, boy, I was reading your bio earlier, and I saw that you've got very, very strong local ties to the west side of Cleveland in particular.
Yeah, I grew up in Avon Lake. In fact, I'm sitting at a park here now looking out at the lake. But my great-grandmother, Clara, was the first citizen of Avon Lake. My grandfather had grape vineyards here. He was a state representative. He lived right next to the high school. So my ties are deep here, and my parents still live in Avon Lake.
And you also have some athletic ties to the area as well. You had family members that played for the Indians and the Browns, correct?
Yeah, my uncle, Dick Bones Tominick, as he was known, he was a southpaw, and he pitched in the 1950s for the Cleveland Indians.
Wow, very cool stuff. Very
cool. It really was. My mom would be down there, and she'd be like, Herb Score was there, Bob Feller. I mean, she was hanging out with those guys as a young girl, watching her brother pitch. So it's really exciting.
Very much so. Again, we're talking with Anne DeShant, award-winning Nashville recording artist, although, as we mentioned, originally from right here in Cleveland. She's performing this weekend at LCCC on Friday and again on Saturday. We'll get to the details on that show here in just a little bit, but how did you get your start in the music business originally?
You know, it was just something I think that was in my DNA, and my parents could see that, and so they gave me all the tools that I needed, you know, to pursue that. But it started in Catholic school. I went to St. Joseph's in Avon Lake, and we were asked to sing one day as a group for a choir director who's actually still there. Lorene Coughlin is still the director at the school, and she pulled me aside and said, your voice is beautiful. I really love it if you'd join choir. So that's really how it all started. I could, you know, I just joined choir, and I was exposed to really classical music. When you're in a church, a Catholic church, that's what you hear a lot of. And so that it all started there. But then I got guitar lessons, and people would hear me sing, and then I started to sing at weddings, get invitations to do that, and, you know, other things. And it just sort of snowballed from there.
Wow. That's incredible how, you know, just one experience at school and everything else just kind of blossoms and it all comes together. It's neat because everybody's got a different story, and as well-traveled as you are, I'm sure you've probably heard many of those stories about how everybody gets their start in the music business. Now, for those that have not been able to hear you play, you know, what kinds of styles do you play?
Well, it's Americana, and that is to mean it's about my songs are stories. Like, to me, when you listen to my songs, I want you to see a short film. And they're stories about ordinary people who are faced with extraordinary things or who do extraordinary things. You know, I have a song called Sunday Morning Drive, and it's just about a family driving on a Sunday, you know, hanging their arms out the window of the car. But it's really a song that takes a snippet of life, but it kind of puts it in a context of the larger, that larger picture, you know, of life. And I have a song about a man who's in prison and he misses his dog and he says, I'm going to go back and I'm going to get that dog as soon as I get out of here. So I just want people to be able to hear these songs and just be taken on a little journey about their life. You know, it's all about the people who are sitting in that audience. I want them to feel like it's about them, the songs I sing and write.
And you mentioned you grew up kind of starting things off in the Catholic school choir. How did that kind of take you into that Americana world? Because you mentioned the story songs, and I can't help but think of a few hymns out there that kind of tell their stories as they go around, too. Did that have an influence, or did you just kind of pick it up?
Yeah, I think the very best songs do that. And I think, it, especially in a church, if you can bring, you know, spirituality into the context mm-hmm. of people's everyday lives, you're that much closer to getting them that much closer to where, you know, what the church's goal is. Sure. But also it was the melodies, you know, that I heard in church. And when you're in a church too, you're, without even knowing it, you're learning rhythm, you're learning melody, and it's all by osmosis, you know. But, you know, when I took guitar lessons too, my teacher had me sing along while I played. And I was just, so I'm this like little kid and I'm singing like Bob Dylan. I mean, some serious stuff, you know, and it's all exposure at that point.
And I would imagine that all these elements kind of come together, you know, and you're also a five-time singer, songwriter of the year. So clearly you've been doing this very, very well for a long time. How does that process work, and where do these ideas come from to put this kind of music together? Because, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you've been judge, jury, and executioner with all this, too, to be a singer and a songwriter to put the entire product together.
Yeah, it's really the thing that a writer has that's different than a lot of other people is it's just that it's a gift of perception. And so you're walking around in your life, but you're really soaking everything in. So I can hear something that someone says, and that for me is a song title, you know, or I read something in the paper or I see a movie, and I can, and from those things, it's just that perception, you know, you're that soaking in of information. And then just it's the time taken to write it down, you know, and that's the challenge. But if you're paying attention, and if you think that the things in your life that you see and that you hear and that you feel are worth something enough to write it down, then that's what you do, you know. And it's important and exciting enough to a writer. Like, you want to share that story. You want to say, I heard this guy say this, or this woman, I saw her do this, and I think it's important enough to talk about. That's the difference. Everybody's walking around in this world and they're feeling things and hearing things. And the difference is that some people write it down, you know, write it down.
Award-winning Nashville recording artist Anne DeShant joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And we mentioned that you're playing at LCCC this Friday, this Saturday. I've got listed Anne DeShant Trio in concert. So who's going to be joining you? Who else will be up on stage with you? And what kinds of things will you guys be playing at LCCC this weekend?
Well, so I have Pete Cavano, who's world-class guitarist. You know, he's often at Nighttown, known for, you know, jazz music and the Bop Stop in Cleveland. Fabulous guitarist. So he'll be with me. And then Kelly Wright, who's been with me for many years, is my backup singer, my good friend. She also owns the Borderline Cafe in Lakewood, Ohio. So she's a longtime resident of this area, too. So those two will be with me. It's an excellent show, and it's going to be in the perfect setting for the show inside that theater.
A theater I'm sure you're very familiar with, right? I mean, given all your Cleveland ties, right?
Well, you know what? I'm familiar with it, but I have never performed there. This will be my first time there.
Okay, very cool stuff. Well, we're certainly looking forward to it. Again, I think the first one this Friday, March the 16th, 8 o'clock is when things get going. Tickets are $20, $10 for LCCC students with valid ID, kids 18 and under, and active duty military with valid ID. And this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here. We'll see you this Friday and Saturday.
Thank you. Thanks so much, you guys. I appreciate it, and I love listening to you, so keep it up.
Thank you very much, Ann. Again, Ann DeShant, award-winning Nashville recording artist with some strong Cleveland ties.